November 30, by grace alone, in sight of the goal, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Those who engaged in running the race to obtain the laurel, which was considered a special honor, were temperate in all things, so that their muscles, their brains, and every part of them might be in the very best condition to run. Only one received the prize, but in the heavenly race we can all run and all receive the prize. There is no uncertainty, no risk in the matter. We must put on the heavenly graces and with the eye directed upward to the crown of immortality keep the pattern ever before us. The humble, self-denying life of our divine Lord we are to keep constantly in view, and then as we seek to imitate Him, keeping our eye upon the mark of the prize, we can run this race with certainty. If heathen men who were not controlled by enlightened conscience, who had not the fear of God before them, would submit to deprivation and the discipline of training, denying themselves of every weakening indulgence, merely for a wreath of perishable substance and the applause of the multitude, how much more should they who are running the Christian race in the hope of immortality and the approval of high heaven be willing to deny themselves unhealthy stimulants and indulgences which degrade the morals, enfeeble the intellect, and bring the higher powers into subjection to the animal appetites and passions. With intense interest, God and heavenly angels mark the self-denial, the self-sacrifice, and the agonizing efforts of those who engage to run the Christian race. To all those who fully comply with the conditions in God's Word and have a sense of their responsibility to preserve physical vigor and activity of body, that they may have well-balanced minds and healthy morals, the race is not uncertain. They all may gain the prize and win and wear the crown of immortal glory that fadeth not away.